Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Maura Healey has created a new cabinet position to focus on the intersection of the environment and social justice. Maria Blenn Power is the first Massachusetts Undersecretary of Environmental Justice and Equity. She comes from Green Roots, a community-based organization dedicated to improving the environment in Chelsea. I'm with her now in Lawrence at Manchester Street Park. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk.
Thank you for having me.
Your office suggested that we meet here. It was once the site of a trash incinerator, remained contaminated for years afterward. Now it's a lovely Riverside Park. Why is this a good place to show what you're hoping to tackle and what you're hoping to accomplish in your tenure?
Communities like Lawrence really represent sort of the epitome of environmental justice, of immigrant populations, of low-income residents that are bearing the brunt, the burdens of the leftover sort of historic pollution that that we have created.
Would you mind telling people how you define environmental justice?
So environmental justice is the disproportionate impact on Black and brown people, on low-income people, people of color. And so, you know, we think about environmental racism and environmental classism, and that seems a little bit more obvious, but that's what it is.
Can you take us through some of the biggest environmental justice issues facing Massachusetts and how you're thinking about addressing them?
Some of the sort of bigger questions are, how do we electrify buildings, transportation, really the whole way of life, so that we transition away from the fossil fuel economy? So a lot of it is sort of retrofitting, you know, making sure that our soil is clean, that our air is clean, that our water is clean, and really making sure that the folks that have been the most impacted by the fossil fuel economy are bearing the benefits, right? Because a lot of times this sort of example of Lawrence, of a waterfront park, of open space and green space, is really not the experience of immigrants in Massachusetts.
Parts of Boston and other parts of Massachusetts are supposed to be underwater within 100 years. Can you talk about how environmental justice specifically plays into the issue of climate change?
Climate justice is about the impacts of the climate crisis, and that includes flooding, and that includes resilience, and making sure that as the weather gets warmer or colder, or, you know, extreme events, extreme weather events, that the folks who are the most vulnerable are not disproportionately impacted.
You mentioned Latinos are disproportionately impacted by environmental justice issues. We think about representation in our government. I mean, how meaningful is it to have a Latina in this position?
I think it's incredible. And I think that representation in terms of race, gender, and every single sort of identity is really important. And I'm really proud and honored to be the first Latina undersecretary in Massachusetts.
How should we measure your success in the coming years?
It will be making sure that the communities are at the table. It will be making sure that communities like Lawrence, but also other communities across the Commonwealth, feel included, that they feel like there's meaningful participation. They feel like their voices are actually shaping the solutions and not just sort of checking the box.
Maria Blenn Power, Massachusetts' first Undersecretary of Environmental Justice and Equity. Thank you so much for talking.
Thanks for having me.